This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here we go. It is our 4 G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are 90 minutes away from Rangers pregame. They're taking on the A's tonight. Let's hit the C-note here. Cowboys news of the evening, where we look at the top headlines resonating across your digital universe regarding the Dallas Cowboys. Our friend Mike Fisher with a report on Isaiah Bond. NFL team source tells Fish, exclusive, let's see if he's proven innocent. Let's see what happens when the dust settles there. I know there's continued to be a lot of questions around Isaiah Bond. Maybe the Cowboys, you know, it makes sense considering they did not draft a wide receiver, that they do need to either sign one, trade one, maybe go get a veteran. I think Isaiah Bond probably is starting to shape up like, you know, all the NFL teams are looking at it like, hey, let's see where this legal situation plays out. Maybe we'll address it on the other side. Is that what you're hearing, Brian?
I think there's a little more to that.
Yeah.
A little more. And the more that you dig in onto the player, I think this is something that teams clearly are looking at. I think teams have more information on this kid as well, and it's not good.
It seems like, you know, he would be the first guy you would call if we're looking at undrafted free agents.
Yeah. He's a guy that not a lot of teams are going to touch.
Okay. Well, best of luck to him in his journey.
Yeah.
Tashar, choice on coaching. Is it Jaden or Jadon?
Jaden Blue.
Okay.
I've heard both, but I think we just go Jaden.
I was hearing Jaden, then I heard some Jadons over the last couple of days. I wanted to clarify. Coach said, Coach Tashar Choice saying he does compare to Jahmyr Gibbs, saying they're very similar, both very explosive, make plays out of the backfield, very smart. Says, I think Blue's very, very smart. I think Jahmyr is the smartest running back I've ever coached. What does a high football IQ give you there in the backfield, Brian?
Well, the blitz pickup stuff. I mean, that's number one. You've got to be able to, especially when teams are moving around and shifting their fronts, and you got these guys that are standing up that don't normally stand up, and you got to be able to identify. You got to know how to make adjustments on the fly, and your ability to see that and have practiced that, studied that, seen it on film, and then be able to execute it. You could tell the high IQ football players, because they're the ones that don't make mistakes when things get a little muddy. And that's what you need a running back, because you will get your quarterback killed, as we know, if your running back doesn't have the ability to blitz pick up.
All righty. So that's a bonus. His blitz pickup has not been great in college, right? But he's got the size and the football IQ to get.
I think it's more of the technique than it is anything.
All right.
Yeah.
He's willing to do it.
Yeah. Right on. Other side of the NFL draft, continue to see reports about the Cowboys' interest in George Pickens. Is that alive, guy? Should it be in your mind right now? I know Brian would be excited about getting a talent like that.
The book's closed on that one.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, at least from some of the stuff I was reading today, I don't think
Pittsburgh's closing that one down?
I think so.
I think Detroit's closing down the Williams one, too.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. And I know that their general manager came out and talked about that, but when I was talking, remember before the draft, I was talking to Gang of Seven. They were mentioned that Jameson Williams was a guy that was being shopped or talked about being shopped. And I know that the Lions general manager since come out and said, hey, we're not going to trade him or anything like that. But I think some teams thought that they might have a shot at him it doesn't sound like now they will.
I do believe the Cowboys should be in a mode of thinking we want to use all of our draft picks to try to get cheap labor. We're not a wide receiver two away from contending. You know, maybe if you had an amazing running back right now, a tremendous defensive tackle, your linebacker and corner were healthy. I mean, you start talking about the answers that the Cowboys would need to be contenders. It's a long list of things. Right now, I think you should be in, we're using all of our picks and all of our salary cap resources to wait, pay off some of our contracts that we've had in the past. And when we stack up those drafts and we're close, that's when we say, okay, throw future draft picks and money at trying to win right now. I just think it would be out of sequence for the Cowboys. I mean, I have no problem with giving Tolbert another shot. Probably not going to be good, but, I mean, you played last year, the second half of the season, with a compromised defense and, you know, basically the wide receiver group that you have right now, and it wasn't horrible. You know, you were over 500. So, I think right now, like, patience should be the theme, not we got to fill every spot and use future picks and cap space to make sure we're shoring things up. But, I mean, getting a talent like George Pickens or Jameson Williams would be fun. I think that'd be a long-term move. Okay, Calvin Watkins writing today, quote, the headline, with Cowboys draft complete, where do wide receiver two position and Dak Prescott's injury stand? Okay, and it was the Dak injury piece of the headline that made me click this thing. And the quote inside from Stephen Jones that Calvin built this story off of, we're going to be very cautious and conservative. Okay, so a couple of talking points there. Number one, this is what Mike Bassick was talking about 5 years ago when he was coming back from the broken leg, that he had to redo the surgery basically because he wasn't cautious and conservative going into that. Dak, one of the hardest workers coming back from injuries, but they almost have to protect him from himself. So that's one of them, but it also tells you the serious nature of this injury. And this is one of those that's not as bad as the compound fracture of the lower leg, but it's one of those where oftentimes the player is noticeably less athletic on the other side of it. And as we're 6 months out, the need to still be cautious and conservative. There's no way you would have signed Dak to that contract if you could have seen the way that this year went, both his production and then the injury situation. So that might be the biggest story going into camp that we haven't been talking a lot about, is how healthy is Dak Prescott going to be? How close is he going to be to, you know, what we saw at the first half of last year? That man, I mean, the athleticism has taken a major hit. I think you can expect another one coming up here in 2025.
He seems to be in a good place right now physically, but yeah, and I don't know how much they're going to have him do. I think this would be a great opportunity to get guys like Joe Milton reps when you talk about in training camp. I mean, I know Steven in the post-draft presser was like, hey, if Dak had it his way, he'd be going out on Monday night and playing against the Giants today. You know, so I'm sure that he is. I know Dak's doing everything he can. I mean, Brian, when we've been out there and seen him working out, he looks really, really good. I do think that also is why you go ahead and how can we protect that asset. And the middle of the pocket with a pick like Tyler Booker, and then you've got Tyler Smith and now Cooper Beebe, who are really, really good power players in the middle. It's all about, hey, let's go ahead and try and keep him healthy and make sure he's not having to get flushed out of the pocket and use the mobility. Let's make sure he's got a good base that he can step up into and he's not getting rushed right up the middle. So moving forward, I think that you know, certainly had to play into their thinking with why they made a selection like that.
I mean, it was a pulled hammy, and here we are. We're gonna be 9 months out from this injury, being cautious and conservative through summer and into training camp. I do think that's a major storyline, and it's possible that we don't see Dak anywhere close to Pro Bowl level again.
I think the thing that to me, and I haven't talked to anybody about this or not when the actual date is, but they're generally pretty cautious with their guys that way. To me, I want to see Dak out there. I mean, I know everybody does, but I want to see Dak out there practicing day one if he can. You know, I want to see with some of the things with the offense, with maybe some of the new things they might be trying with the running game stuff. You know, I'd like to see him kind of be a part of all that. I don't need to see Dak not do anything for the whole summer. Then all of a sudden, you know, week one, you're out there trying to, you know, win games, and week two, and then maybe there's a slow start. And, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that all this cautious talk is just cautious talk, and it's not actually what they're going to do.
I'm just taking context clues. And Shoddy said he's now a member of the 30 club. And you start taking less reps. He made note of that. And I think it's regardless on the injury or not, I just think they're going to be cautious with a guy who's now 30-plus, is a veteran, probably doesn't need as many of those reps. I mean, I understand the point of it is a new offense, possibly.
Well, to a point it is. But, I mean, you know, with some of the stuff that they might want to do with the running game aspect of it. But, you know, to me, okay, if you're going into this right now with all this cautious and this, that, and the other, why'd you sign him? If you're going to limit his reps, why would you extend him? You know, why are you worried? I mean, to me, you know, this is the time that you kind of need to like make sure that you don't have a slow start in the season where week six, we're not talking about, well, the offense looks like crap, you know, and then all of a sudden it takes CeeDee Lamb losing his damn mind to get everybody back like, oh God, we got to do something different now. You know, I don't think this team can afford to start slow. And if Dak's part of it starting slow because they were cautious, then they didn't need to sign Dak.
Yeah, I hope Dak can bounce back and be the player that he was before this injury. I guess the defense would be they didn't know he was going to get hurt again. Like if he had this injury, would they be signing him this year? I hope not. You know,
well, if they're going to be overly cautious about everything that he does, then this was a bad use of money.
I think so. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think the Cowboys' record is going to be next year? Because Pro Football Focus did a way too early 2026 mock draft, and their numbers... 2026 mock draft?
No, I know, but they're number 22.
Where they're going to be picking?
Yeah.
They got them picking ninth.
Oh, do they?
Okay. They simulated the season.
Okay. So they said they're going to be bad. Okay.
They got a tough schedule, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And this is not going to be easy.
What is it? NFC West, AFC North?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's AFC West.
AFC West, NFC North.
NFC North got to be the
so
way around.
So you got Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Cardinals, Bears, Broncos, Lions. I mean, that's going to be tough sledding.
They did take the defensive lineman from Clemson, Peter Woods, there, 6'3", 315. I don't think they'll take another defensive tackle. I mean, but if you're wondering what they did in the mock draft, I wanted to tell that to you. But I guess I kind of look at what I said at the front half of this segment, like, even though they had all those injuries last year, they were playing without Cooper Rush, or they were playing without Dak with Cooper Rush. There's enough good players on this team. I don't know. I think if I was projecting their record right now, I would think 9-8 or 10-7.
New offense, new defense. We saw how much of a struggle that was defensively for the first half of the year last year. So that's something to consider. And you still have some pretty big holes until someone surprises us and steps up at wide receiver and defensive tackle and running back.
A top 10 pick would be a lot of fun, though, wouldn't it? I mean, you want a wide receiver, a corner. You need a left tackle. You might need a left tackle next year picking inside the top 10. That'd be fun.
Well, yeah, it's definitely fun come draft time, but it is a beating to go through the football season and your team just stink. I mean, that's never fun.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess I should be – I'm open-minded to that possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could very likely happen, especially if your quarterback gets banged up again. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how if the offense can improve. I mean, really, it's the running game. You know, the running game is the area that I think you're going to see the difference. That needs to – we need to see a step in the right direction with this running game.
And to my thought about Dak, I think the Cowboys moving so strongly in offensive line direction and the things they've said, I think they're acknowledging that. I think it was obvious 3 or 4 years ago. If you're trying to ride Dak Prescott to a Super Bowl, you're probably not getting out of the divisional round. I guess being on the other side of 30, you know, needing to rebuild this offensive line, maybe it's just good timing, but I look at it as if the Cowboys are saying, wow, we tried, you know, we listened to what the numbers said, we need to pass on the early downs, and that it just didn't add up to enough success. Even when we had Lamb, Cooper, Gallup, Dalton Schultz, you know, we couldn't get there, even when Tyron Smith was healthy and Zach Martin was still around. So, you know, if this team is going to be significantly better, I think it's going to be because that running game plan comes together. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, says this. Brian, tell me if you agree or disagree. After some highly questionable drafts of late, Jerry and Steven and Will have totally redeemed themselves in 2025.
I just, you know, my own personal, just looking at my board, you know, 3 in the first 37. That's me. If you don't, if, you know, I trust what I saw, you know, they pulled three players out of my first 37 players. I think this is absolutely going in the right direction. I think they did everything that I asked them to do when it came to don't reach on any players, pick your board, stack your board, don't jump tags, don't do things for needs. You know, we talked a lot about wide receivers at 12. We talked a lot about running backs at 44. We really didn't talk about a defensive end at 44 very much. But they got one of the better ones in the draft. I think him and Mike Green from Boston College, obviously from Marshall, mm-hmm. are two of the best in this draft. You know, we could talk about Carter and others at Penn State. But when you look at the guys that weren't named Carter, they really did get one of the best pass rushers in this draft with the with our guy from Boston College. So I'm hopeful that those guys fit in. I'm really hopeful about Blue. I'm kind of trying to find out, do some back channeling, if what Sarkisian was thinking about Blue and the fumbles, were they playing him more, less because of the fumbles? Maybe get a little bit more insight to that and see what the situation is. But I think they absolutely hit there. I kind of wish that they would have paired another running back with some guys that were available, but that's me being selfish.
Yeah.
That's me being selfish right there. But I think overall, the execution of it, not jumping tags, taking the best player, I think they went the right direction there.
All righty. Well, we'll have a much better idea by the time we get to training camp, by the time we're halfway into the season. If that is the case, I mean, three of the top 37, if it plays out like that, I think we could be easily talking about the Cowboys back in a contention in 2026. It's probably a year away, and maybe a trade, maybe some, you know, moves in free agency more next March could push you in that direction. But considering how old the core had gotten, you failed two drafts in a row. I think it's too much to ask for this team to have that big of a turnaround in 1 year. But if, I mean, well, the 1, 2, 3 could very well be amongst your best players in 12 months.
Yeah, we saw the Eagles, and this is your hope. We saw the Eagles in last year's draft two corners, and it made their defense remarkably different and better. That's what you got to hope for at the Cowboys with these guys that you've drafted.
Yeah, impact players for sure for Philadelphia. And obviously the Cowboys are only going to be as good as their drafts are. It's time to hit the Expressway. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. Everything breaking in the world of sports in the 5 minutes on the other side. And we're back with you here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.